Chapter 21. "You do understand it's a long shot," I said. "Probably we won't find anything at all."
"I know that," Deb said.
"And we don't actually have any jurisdiction here. We're in Broward, and the Broward guys don't like us, so..."
"For Christ's sake, Dexter," she snapped. "You're chattering like a schoolgirl."
Perhaps that was true, although it was very unkind of her to say so. And Deborah, on the other hand, appeared to be a bundle of steely, tightly wrapped nerves. As we turned off the Sawgrass Expressway and drove into the parking lot of the Office Depot Center, she bit down harder. I could almost hear her jaw creak. "Dirty Harriet," I said to myself, but apparently Deb was eavesdropping. "Fuck off," she said. I looked from Deborah's granite profile to the arena. For one brief moment, with the early morning sunlight hitting it just right, it looked like the building was surrounded by a fleet of flying saucers. Of course, it was only the outdoor lighting fixtures that sprouted around the arena like oversized steel toadstools. Someone must have told the architect they were distinctive. Youthful and vigorous, too, most likely. And I'm sure they were, in the right light. I did hope they would find the right light sometime soon. We drove one time around the arena, looking for signs of life. On the second circuit, a battered Toyota pulled up beside one of the doors. The passenger door was held closed with a loop of rope that ran out the window and around the doorpost. Opening the driver's door as she parked, Deborah was already stepping out of the car while it was still rolling.
"Excuse me, sir," she said to the man getting out of the Toyota.
He was 50, a squat guy in ratty green pants and a blue nylon jacket. He glanced at Deb in her uniform and was instantly nervous.
"What?"
he said.
"I didn't do nothing."
"Do you work here, sir?"
"Sure. Course. Why you think I'm here 8 o'clock in the morning?"
"What's your name, please, sir?" He fumbled for his wallet.
"Esteban Rodriguez. I got an ID.
Deborah waved that off.
"That's not necessary," she said.
"What are you doing here at this hour, sir?" He shrugged and pushed his wallet back into the pocket.
"I'm supposed to be here earlier most days, but the team is on the road, Vancouver, Ottawa, and L.A., so I get here a little later."
"Is anyone else here right now, Esteban?"
"No, just me. They all sleep late."
"What about at night? Is there a guard?" He waved an arm around.
"The security goes around the parking lot at night, but not too much. I'm the first one here most days."
"The first one to go inside, you mean?"
"Yeah, that's right. What I say?"
I climbed out of the car and leaned across the roof. "Are you the guy who drives the Zamboni for the morning skate?" I asked him. Deb glanced at me, annoyed. Esteban peered at me, taking in my natty Hawaiian shirt and gabardine slacks.
"What kind of cop you are, huh?"
"I'm a nerd cop," I said. "I just work in the lab."
"Oh, sure," he said,
nodding his head as if that made sense.